The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's the 19th of April, 2018. Five and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I bet that's Charles on the line. Is that true? Because I told Charles to call back 3 days in a row. And so he's on the line. So hang on, Charles. We'll get to you just in a second after we do the weather. Good morning, Jared, though.
Good morning.
Yeah, Bad Bob's out on the lakes doing things, training with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. And, of course, I'm here with Trish Clark, who's my Thursday girl. But then Linda came in to make sure I wasn't being too friendly to Trish.
I just had to say hi.
This is fun for me to have to be able to do it with Carl and Linda.
Yeah.
And Trish.
You're wonderful. We love you. So.
And then when we talk about the Sleep Number, then we can say having Carl, Carl, Linda, and Trish say to you.
There you go, for heaven's sake.
That's your Marine. Okay.
I know. So we're looking for a high today of 41, or a high today of 74. It's 41 right now. And going to get down to 50 this evening. And on Friday, we're mostly sunny with a high near 83. Friday night, a low of 53. Saturday, sunny and a high of 87. We're getting right up there. And Saturday night, a low of 56. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high of 83. Sunday night, low of 54. So it looks like we've just got sun coming into the foreseeable future. And we're all right with that as long as it doesn't get up to 100. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they get veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
That's it. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Let's go to the phones. Charles, thank you for waiting for 3 days.
That was a long hold, huh?
This is quite a way to say Dobro Pozhalovat.
Which I have no idea what that means.
That means welcome.
Oh, welcome. Okay, yeah. Well, you know what? How hard is it to stay on hold for the whole time?
Well, the tree pollen was a constant companion.
Yeah, okay. Tell us what you've been waiting for 3 days to talk about here.
Well, AB 1745. Good
okay.
Grief. Or also known as the long, strange trip that the Grateful Dead's been talking about. Because that thing would be on the schedule, and then over the weekend, they would decide to take it off the schedule, and then the streaming, you know, the...
What exactly is this, though? AB, whatever that is.
AB 1745.
Yeah, well, tell us what
so-called
that is.
So-called Clean Cars 2040.
Uh-huh.
It would ban the, you know, the sale of new...
Fossil fuels.
You know.
Fossil fuel cars.
Right. Anything that's not battery electric.
Right.
On a...
And that's the new law that they're saying. And when's that supposed to take place? Like 2040 or something like that?
Right.
So they're saying that
currently written.
Yeah. So by 2040, every car that's on the road in
if you drive a conventional vehicle, you can still keep. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're here. We got you.
You still keep it, but you can't buy them anymore.
But you can't buy them
anymore.
So all those people for the cruise they can still use their cars.
Yeah, I can keep my 88 Suzuki Samurai.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can't actually buy one.
Well, what kind of impact do you think this would have on California?
First of all, the state does not have the infrastructure needed for full electrification of, you know, motor vehicles.
Well, they don't now, but by 2040 they could. I mean, you're starting to see more and more of those places along the road.
We only have a small number of charging stations, and I'm not sure they're all, any of them are the Tesla quick charge.
Well, I know, but we're talking 40 years from now, right?
No, we're talking 20 years from now.
No, we said 2040, not 2020. I mean, 2040 is,
22 years from now.
Duh. Okay, but I think, but you're starting to see them up and down.
Yeah, there's certain things you have to subtract from that.
Yeah.
Things like CEQA, and, you know, you also have to recruit investors.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't even have cell service throughout the state of California.
Yeah. Can you imagine
realistically, you know, the time needed to discover a new technology is actually maybe less than half of that time.
No. Okay. But, so what can people do? Can people, are people supposed to call in and say, don't do this?
Well, right now, we don't know.
Hello?
The deadline for, you know, for the bill to either, you know, the deadline for the bill to be heard before a policy committee
mm-hmm.
has not passed yet. I mean, that's actually May 11th.
Okay.
The deadline for that.
What policy committee is it in?
Hello?
What policy committee is it in? Will it be heard in?
Transportation.
Okay. All right.
Oh, by the way,
yes.
A few more things of note. That is that Brian Dolly has alluded to what the legislature's been wanting to do in one of his Facebook posts. He's been.
What's that?
There's been a warning that, you know, the what the legislature's been wanting to do.
What?
As far as wanting to ban the internal combustion engine.
Oh, okay. So he's part of that, too. Okay.
Well, no, I mean,
he's warning us about where they're going.
Yeah.
So,
can you imagine what that does? Because that means,
him about it.
Well, yeah, we're going to try. We'll get him on early next month. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, even though it's not, the bill's not currently on next week's hearing schedule, doesn't mean that they can't put it on at the last minute.
Right. I think
because there's been a couple of bills that have been put on there just since yesterday.
Right. Okay, Charles.
By the way, the sponsor of that, you know, the main uh-huh. author of that bill, Phil King out of San Francisco,
uh-huh.
he's, you know, posting, like, on Facebook, like, he thinks this thing's just a slam dunk.
Well, maybe
yeah, but
it
he's
is.
Out
maybe
of San Francisco, is. I mean, so...
So it could be.
You gotta take that into consideration.
It's Democrats down there. It probably is. Okay, Charles, we got to run. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for your patience,
Charles. Hey, coming up, we're going to have Rob Burrows in the office.
Northern
excuse
California,
me, here.
Yeah, Veterans Museum, and they're having a big to do here.
Very excited about that. That's on the 28th. And Tricia, I was hoping that I was going to be able to get a couple interviews on you in. But before we take a break, I just wanted to tell everybody, and Carl and I and some of our staff here went to Oliver last night.
Plus, like, about another 700 people.
It was fabulous. Yeah. And it was the, what they call, friends and family. So it's before, it's like
dress,
opening
it,
night.
The dress rehearsal.
Yeah,
and
fun.
We're just always astonished with how wonderful the local talent is
amazing.
Here.
You know, it was just absolutely, those kids.
Oh, my
first
gosh.
First of all, how do you find that many cute kids in one place?
Oh.
And they range, well,
so
I mean.
So cute. And kids in the audience that were, like, really engrossed as well. Two-year-olds on laps, great.
It was just a wonderful, effort by the people down there. And
no meltdowns.
I tell you what, Fagan. The guy that played Fagan and the guy that played Bill Sykes.
You were paying attention.
Oh, yeah. No, the guy that played Fagan and Bill Sykes were just outstanding. And then the young lady that sang Nancy was her name in the play.
Right.
But overall, it was just...
She's a Mosley.
It was... Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Is, overall, the whole ensemble and the whole production, the lighting,
mm-hmm.
the sets, it is so much worth it.
It absolutely
so please,
is.
Please go to this.
And so right now, before we take our break, I'd like to offer you two tickets for tonight's 7 o'clock performance. That's Lionel. Now, these are, Lionel Bart's Oliver tonight at Cascade. I have two tickets in front of me. Row G, really great seats. There's not a bad seat in the house anyway. So give us a call here, 605-4567. You can go see Oliver tonight. Which is officially opening night.
I'm looking forward to it.
The phone's already ringing.
Okay, that's the first one. Because we're running into the next one, and we got to... Okay, so we'll wait till Mr. Ground is coming.
That's what I'm thinking right there.
All right, so we'll do that, and we'll do these together. So anyway, we'll get a name, and we'll announce that, and very excited.
We're
going to
give away
what,
some tickets a little bit later for the rodeo.
You know, when we do these late nights, Trish, and you totally understand it, we didn't get home until really to sleep till about 11 o'clock. It was so nice to get home, and I always move my sleep number setting around, but boy, did we hit the rack. And, you know, here we are this morning, ready to go, and I was so excited to see you.
And always, you're right, because you get a good night's rest, and even when you have to get up at 5:30 in the morning, which is an ungodly hour to do anything, you're ready to get up and go. Sleep number 55.
You always like 55 for you? Oh!
My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is whatever I want it to
no,
be.
Last night was 40.
It was 40 last night. I'm just kidding, because she takes it away from me, and then she holds it.
Yeah,
well, that's
the
last bastion,
the last bastion of maleness. I just lost the control to the bed. Hey, right now you can head on down to the Sleep Number store, which is down in the Target Shopping Center, and they have these Sleep Number 360 smart beds that as you move, it adjusts to you. Can you believe that? And they have introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the people down at Sleep Number stores for details. So head on down there, tell them Carl, Linda, and Trish sent you. And which let them figure it out. And but going down there, because how much is good night's sleep worth? I mean, really, we love this bed. Okay, we'll be right back with Rob Burrows.
April, come she will, when streams are ripe and swelled with rain. May she will stay.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three from Air Shasta Rotor and Wing in our Sights for Eyes drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive three tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to dob, let the machine do the work for you. Pre-sales available. Machines only hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo with a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three in our Sights for Eyes drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3650.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Reading Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest-ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest-ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro. Highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The cool April night sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Give a little bit, give a little bit of your love to me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh and Trish Clark and Jared and Rob Burrows. Rob Burrows now. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by friends over at North State Security. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. You know, the thing about North State Security is that they are the largest firm. Security firm north of Sacramento, and it started right here in 1968, and now by Lance Beck's father, and now Lance is running it very well. They have more customers than anybody else out here, too. They have over 100 officers, and they have, at any one time, they'll have more officers on the road than there are police and sheriff combined. Yes, and now that's why they take care of so many events, like the Cold April Nights, Colt 45 games. They are taking care also of the power plants, electric utility, and they're patrolling the river trail. Now, beyond that, they also have a program that they will have somebody at your business or your home in less than 10 minutes if you need help. 243-0295, North State Security. An ounce of prevention since 1968. Okay, we're here with Rob Burrows, Senior Chief Rob Burrows, retired.
Retired.
Bearded.
Not really retired, though.
He's never retired.
No, go,
it's
go,
like
go.
All of us. It's like all of us. We come back, we just take off the uniform, put on another one.
That's right.
And you know what? The hard part is trying to figure out what to wear every day. So you and I end up wearing
jeans and OD green.
Jeans and OD green.
That's what's
right.
up with that? Yeah. Now, recently in the Searchlight, there was a rendering. It was a wonderful placement, and it gave us a visual into what the Veteran Museum and Heritage Center is going to look like.
Yes, exactly. Well, I sat down with Semixson, with their gentleman down there, Mark Van Veren, and we went through the entire program of exactly how I want the building to look like. That's actually my design, and then Mark put it all together in the architectural form. And so basically what we had to do is restructure the building to fit on top of a hill, instead of in an open area like we were going to have it out at the airport. Mm-hmm. And so now we have a 21,000-square-foot facility that's going to sit on the pinnacle of that hill right there, and it's going to be three stories tall. And so it'll be really one of the highest observatories across the entire valley. The second deck will actually have a kind of a cafe snack bar upstairs with an enclosed area with an outdoor deck to fit about 150 people for events. And so you'll be able to sit up there and enjoy the entire valley, all of the views, lights at night, and have something to eat and something to drink and be able to. It'll be another profit center for the museum.
I think there ought to be on the top deck, you know, since there's so many things on, of course, military history, that you have a sniper position set up so people can crawl into it and get into a hide.
No.
And look across the valley with, like, a little telescope.
Well, actually, we'll have viewing telescopes up there, but they won't have sniper rifles.
Yeah, we have to go to paintball. It'll be a paintball event.
No, you don't have to have a gun attached to it. You'd say, this is what a sniper hide looks like, because a lot of people have no idea.
Well, those will be inside.
Like. Oh, okay.
They won't be outside.
Right. Okay, got it. Anyway, hey, finally, you have worked so hard. You and all your crew, it's not just you, and I know you give accolades to everybody, but you know what? It's like a command. You know, if everybody does what they're supposed to, and everybody's, you know, it's a great effort, the good commander passes it down to his people. But let one thing go wrong.
Oh, I take the blame for everything.
It's the commander gets the blame for everything. Right. But that's just part of wearing that mantle.
Well,
but,
and that's understood, actually. Yes. I already understand that.
And, well, I'm just saying that's the way it is in the military, and so that's the way it is out here. But you have worked so hard, and now so you put in for the plants. It was that in Anderson, too, right?
No, that's
actually in the unincorporated area.
It is. It's Shasta County.
Oh, it's Shasta
County.
Oh.
See, we're UCLA there. We're Upper Cottonwood, Lower Anderson. So we call that UCLA right
South
now.
South County.
Yes.
Wow, that's too bad that you weren't in Anderson, per se.
Sure is.
I mean, really.
Well, you take what you can get. You know what you got is pretty
fabulous. It's
phenomenal. So let's
there.
Just be on a positive
note
here.
I'm just talking about the way
yes,
that people
the process.
Move. Right.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
I'm sure that
but
it's
you know
move
what?
Through.
It's just going to be fantastic. And you're doing a fundraiser. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
Right, next weekend, February, April 28th, coming up right around the corner, week after next. And so that will be a fundraiser for the facility. Actually, the money will go to the 2110 North Street facility to help finish that, get that opened up. And then also to further the phase one portion of the museum, where we've just submitted our site plan for Mid-Shasta County. And that will be Liberty Park, and that will encompass the entire outward area of the museum and all the infrastructure. And then phase two will actually be building the building itself.
Okay. Well, do we have an estimate on this, or is it all based on fundraising?
It's based on fundraising, but the estimate is about $750,000 for Liberty Park.
Okay. All right. So that goes in first, and then the building goes in.
Yes, and then the building will go in next.
All right.
But we'll do all the grading, getting all that ready to go. And
I know you put in for grants and things like this. How has that worked?
It's tough. Grants are tough out there.
I know. Yeah, I know. Especially construction grants.
We've received no help from city, state, county, feds. No, this is all grassroots. It's all been raised mm-hmm. locally. It's all been raised by individuals who honor our veterans, who are concerned citizens in our community and want to see this happen. And I think that's fantastic. I think that's so important because mm-hmm. that shows the power of the people and the power of what they want to have in our community, and I think that's so very important.
It is important, and when you get it up and operating, that also puts you in a position where you have control of when it's open and how the funding goes to keep it open, as opposed to relying on the state, federal, or city government.
Well, we are a private nonprofit for public education.
There you go.
And so that gives us a lot of control. Well, in fact, that gives us all the control.
Yeah.
And but that also allows us to be able to put forward a venue to honor our veterans and to show the sacrifice of the men when we're wearing the uniform. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, and this isn't a rinky-dink museum, guys. When you were at your old location, and you've got stuff there from the Revolutionary War all the way through, Afghanistan.
That's right.
And you have uniforms. You have a photo that's blown up from the cockpit of a Japanese attack plane with a picture of Pearl Harbor and the battleships lined
up,
taken from the cockpit of that plane. And think about that. Cockpit of the plane that it was attacking, Pearl Harbor, and it had in the shot of all the battleships. Right there.
That's one of the reasons we wanted to show that. We blew that up because we thought that was so important to be able people to see what Pearl Harbor looked like right before the bombing began. I think that was the first bombing run there. You could see some of the strafing and some of the bombs drop, but all the battleships were there. Everything was there. And if you really look at that picture, you see the entire tank farm that sat on the hill there. If they had left the ships alone and taken out the tank farm, they would have completely destroyed. We would have no way for us to do anything with the war because we'd have no fuel in Hawaii. That was the fuel for the entire South Pacific. Go ahead and destroy the ships, but once the ships get there, they have to refuel to keep going. And the Japanese missed that opportunity to completely take us out of the entire war.
They missed a couple opportunities, thank goodness. But anyway, what I'm getting at, though, is that from the Revolutionary War, they have exhibits from there all the way till now, and everything in between. So if imagine this in our own little town. Plus, I'm not talking about the vehicles. You have planes? You have planes.
Yes, we do.
You have planes. They have
tanks.
They have tanks. They have everything. And we just need a place to put it.
That's right. We do.
That's essentially
there's not enough place to store right now, just in the holding of getting ready to make this happen.
Yeah.
We're constantly looking for more storage.
So if somebody's got some storage areas for tanks and things like this,
you don't mind people parking.
We see a lot of empty spaces around the Redding and the Shasta County area.
I'm thinking about parking a tank in front of the house. Just to, it's kind of like a statement to the people that may want to steal things.
It'd kind of be on the street.
The street. It'd be on the street. It'd be on the street. And it would just be kind of like, okay, you want to come down this street?
Pay attention.
Yeah, pay attention to this 50 caliber that's here.
Anyway, right.
Okay, it's going to be
April 28th, Saturday evening, next weekend. And we'd like to invite you to come out. The tickets are $35 each, $50 for a couple, or $500 for a table, and you get an $800 drawing package with that.
Wow.
And
it's really a nice affair.
And it's going to be at?
It's going to be at the Anderson Veterans Event Hall. And we've changed the name from the VFW to the Anderson Veterans Event Hall because we're opening that up to people in the community.
I was
going to
say, where in the world is the Anderson Veterans Event Center?
The whole idea was to open it up to other organizations in the community as an event center. So we changed the name, so it's not the VFW Hall. It's the Anderson Veterans Event Center. Stan Newt's has gone through, the VFW has gone through, and they've completely redone the inside of that building. It's all new inside.
It's great now.
It's really beautiful.
You've got a stage.
New carpets.
You've got.
And there's been a theatrical show in there recently.
Yeah, there's a big stage that was there, has been there for years.
It's got the stage, but you also have a bar there from the VFW, but you've got a kitchen. You've got everything that you need to have really a fine event right there. And if you've not been to one of these parties that they're having here, you're missing a good time.
So the 28th, how does one get a ticket?
They can call us at 378-2280. That's our museum office there in Anderson. That's 378-2280. And I want to make sure we remember that Lieutenant Commander James Gibson is our guest speaker.
Oh, wow.
And so
Commander Gibson.
He just wrote a book.
What a great guy.
And so he's going to be talking about his book and his naval history.
And, in fact, we need to have
and
the
Mary
commander
Lou,
on.
Shout out and kisses.
We need to have the commander on here to talk about his book.
He is, you know, if he was an original Navy diver during the Korean War, I mean, he was the original UDT pre-SEAL diver guy. I mean, he's one of the originals. He's one of the fathers of the SEAL teams as a diver. So, you know, he's so important for us to tell his story and his history.
And we need to, like I said, we're going to have
the
commander
on. Is there a website or another place, or do you have to make the phone call to get the ticket?
You can go ahead and go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
For the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, or you can go to our website, which is NorCalVeteransMuseum.com.
Great.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
28. Okay. Coming up next weekend.
It is. We're going to take a quick
break. Yeah, coming up, we've got John Growney, and we have Ruth, and we have another gal that's one of the writers in the Red Bluff Roundup. So excited. You know, of course, we're in the middle of Red Bluff Roundup right now, and you're going to hear from the best of the best in just a minute right after this break on KCNR 1460.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy, and I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy, and even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun, and follow my face on somebody's new.
This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
I know, you know I've done your man. Yeah, you know, it gets tough sometimes.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. It's starting right here at 1326 Market Street. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, it's 41 degrees going up to 74 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta. Gas, propane, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and a recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety Excellence Award and so many others. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. And with our next guest coming in, hoping that you all do not see that, do not visit that, because we have Red Bluff Roundup.
We're very excited about having our guests in the studio this morning because we are huge Red Bluff Roundup fans. And I'm taking my microphone off right now because I got to get real. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
With us this morning, of course, is Terry Bangard, who's a barrel racer, and you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And, of course, John Growney. We've got so much to talk about with you.
Yes.
Always. So, you know what? Shoot, Carl. What's your first question?
Well, for John, you know, John, you've kind of gotten out of you've kind of stepped back from the stock contractor.
Yes.
And, you know, you still got that big smile on your face. I've never seen you without a smile on your face.
Thanks.
And I've gone back looking at photos because I put photos on Facebook and I put yours on there and a big smile. And then there's photos of you leaning on Red Rock, you know, just kind of with your arm around him. And then he had his arm around you.
A few years ago,
but it was the same big smile.
Yeah.
Our hair was a little bit darker then.
Yeah, it was a lot darker. I'm almost completely gray now. So,
when you step back from that, but you don't totally step back.
No, because I talk about this all the time. We've been in it for 42 years, and you create these friendships. You know that you become like family. There's people like St. Paul, Oregon. They build a bunkhouse for us just so we'd stay at their place. So you stay with these people, you eat with them, you go to funerals, you go to weddings, you go to baptisms. You become part of their family. That's where my world takes me, is into their world. And so that week on the 4th of July at St. Paul,
you become a member of their family.
Become a member of their family. You know, and you go.
So you can't just leave that. You can't
walk
away from
that. You don't walk away, right. It's not like you tweet them the nose or whatever it is. You know, they're real. It's not, you know, I tell them all, you know, when I was young, I was hustling. But the friendship that came out of the hustle was the most important part of it. And then, you know.
Well, you have to hustle when you're in a very competitive business.
Right.
Like
and so, you know, I didn't know them or anything, but I was hustling, you know, and I was just doing what I had to do to get the rodeo. And, you know, 40 years later, you're part of the family.
Age does that. You know, to settle what's important in life.
Right.
And that's about that.
Yeah,
that feeling of camaraderie and trust and respect.
And the friends that you made.
Sure.
Right now, I'm coming closer to home, and I'm hanging out with my college and high school friends. So I've started golfing again.
And, how fun.
And I used to water ski with them, so I'm trying to water ski a little bit. My legs just don't quite handle it, but... You know, you're reacquainting your old friendships now because I'm coming closer to home all the time.
Is it difficult to play golf with spurs, with both spurs on?
the new hat.
I would do it if they'd let me, but courses have plenty of
sissies out there.
No.
But speaking of speed and hustle, We've got Terry Bangert with us here, yes, who is a barrel racer.
And a gorgeous one at that, may I just say, with the most incredible
blue
eyes.
That's a great lead in. I love that, Carl. You really did.
Did you like to say
that? That's the name of their game.
Yeah. That's right.
So that's exciting because not only is she a resident of Olympia, Washington, she's been a barrel racer for 11 years on the professional circuit for 3. Yeah. I see that you've got a wonderful, gorgeous, one of those gorgeous big belt buckles on that. We all want a dibs on that. That you would never, you would part with that. Never part with that. You're going to be competing in the Red Bluff Slack this Friday morning.
Yep, it's coming.
Well,
up.
Get up there on that microphone,
oh,
girl.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't be shy. Pretend that's your horse.
Yeah, that's right.
So what's it like? So, how many rodeos do you attend a year?
You know, this year will probably be closer to 70.
70 rodeos.
Yes, because I've gone out of my circuit this year and made some big treks, like to Kissimmee, Florida, and, you know, Texas.
Yeah, so it's like 6 a week.
Yeah, that's a
or
lot.
Six, wait a minute. No, it's, yeah, that is. 72, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's 6 a month. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a lot of travel in between there. So
oh, yeah.
You're on the road quite a lot. And so
that's a lot.
Yeah, you have a lot of friends on phone calls that will
so how many miles,
keep you awake.
How many miles do you put on your truck?
Well, I bought a new pickup end of October, and I have about 25,000 miles on it already.
Okay.
So.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
but this is season's kicking up now.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the winter rodeos in, you know, Denver and, you know, Texas, and then of course to Kissimmee. So
you can barely see your shirt because you've got all these great sponsors on there.
Yes,
but that's the way you do it.
Though. Yeah,
you get sponsors to help you get from spot to spot, and then so how's the season been?
It has been a very good one this year. I've done some pretty good stuff in Texas in the winter rodeos in San Angelo, and that kind of jump-started it in Arizona, went well for me. And then I was able to win the circuit last year, so I got to go to Kissimmee for the Ram Circuit Finals.
And that's where their belt buckle comes from.
Yeah, I actually I didn't wear my circuit buckle. It's still sitting in a box because I want to stay humble. And I know that sounds crazy, and people are like, oh, you'll win more, whatever. But I just want to stay humble and wear something from the Northwest, and
I love it.
Yeah, it just.
Well, you're the mother of two teenagers, a daughter and a son. Do they travel with you?
Sometimes they're in school right now, so in the summer they travel a little bit more. But they're into soccer. They're not really into rodeo as much. I wish they were, but their dad is not a rodeo guy, and so they kind of stay closer to home. But when I get to go and travel somewhere awesome, they do come with
me. That's great.
They find out they can wear hats, too.
So we only have like 4 minutes left before we take the break, and we're going to talk more about what's happening with the Red Bluff Roundup, tickets to give away and all that good stuff. But you've got two barrel horses to round up. They're half-brothers. One is Peak, a 12-year-old gelding, and the other is Good One, a 13-year-old gelding.
Yes. They're both the light of my life. Very quirky. Good One is my so-called backup horse. He's awesome, so it's hard to say a backup horse, but he is hates other animals, and he barely likes Peak to haul with. He's loves people. And then Peak is just a friendly, he is a wonderful horse. So he just he likes to get hurt. That's probably the biggest thing. Yeah, that's
so
his quirk.
Give us a glimpse into, what do you do in the day? Do you go visit the horses? Do you talk to them? Do you go out to the barn? And when you're getting ready to go on the circuit, you're the person that puts the horses into the, carry them around in the back of your horse trailer and just do the whole drill with them. So they're like your buds.
Yeah, they come first. They really do. They are the first thing you think about in the morning and the last thing you think about. And I'd love to keep them near me. So stalling is not an option for me.
Horses.
Okay. When you see it, when you see it in the, we'll see you in the runway or the, in getting ready to come out. The horse knows.
Oh,
obviously.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you see them, they just go into like 1200 pounds of just
competition mode. Yeah.
Explosive energy. And you all are bouncing on the horses as it's bouncing. And then you turn it loose. And then you are going at 163 miles per hour.
Gosh, that would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Heading for that first
like
barrel.
Like a jet fuel burst. Yeah.
For that. I mean, that must be an incredible rush.
Yeah, it's exhilarating. It's and there's different rodeos and different atmospheres. And your horse has to handle it all. And I'm really fortunate that mine kind of blocks everything out, whether it be crowd or wind or garbage flying everywhere or whatever it is. They just go to do their job because that's what they know. And if you kind of instill that in them and give them confidence, it's amazing. It's amazing what they can do.
We're here with Terry Bangert, who is a barrel racer, a very successful barrel racer, who decided 3 years ago to, it's okay for me to say that because you're not saying it.
Yes.
Okay. Because you are humble, and which is cool because humility, you know, makes you work harder because if you wear the big buckle, it may make, you know, it may make a difference for a tenth of a second, which, by the way, puts you in the fifth place.
You don't want to be that cocky.
That's right.
I'm just surprised at how, you know, a half a second is like, what, three spots?
My God.
Yeah, or more. I mean, it's a tenth or a hundredth of a second we're dealing with. It's crazy.
Yeah. Too bad. It's just like, oh, okay. It's just a little stopwatch
there.
Like
exactly.
Like the old days when John was riding, you know, in this. Okay, we're here with John Growney, who is, well, now, John is still kind of like the face of the Red Bluff Roundup.
You are.
Well, yeah, I'm another generation from the Red Bluff Roundup.
But you are still the Red Bluff Roundup.
You're the Clint Eastwood.
Jesus coming.
You are the Eastwood of the North State, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Okay, we're going to take a break on that one because who knows? He's going to look over at me. He's going to say, well, you feel lucky, punk?
Yeah. Make my day.
Make my day here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. It's the largest privately owned firearms company in California, firearm instruction company in California, started right here 10 years ago in Redding. Check them out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with John Growney and Terry Bangert. We're going to give away some tickets to the Roundup.
His eyes are cold and restless, and his wounds have almost healed. And she give half of Texas just to change the way he feels. She knows his love's in Tulsa, and she knows he's gonna go. Well, it ain't no woman, flesh and blood, it's that damn old rodeo.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and cost of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Redding branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call.
Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
A rodeo's just a rodeo after riding several years. From old Cheyenne to Houston, they never caused too much fear.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here. It's obviously, we're talking rodeo here with the Red Bluff Roundup. We got John Growney with us, who is the face of the Red Bluff Roundup, who's been the stock contractor there, of course, if you've ever heard of Red Rock, and if you haven't, of course, Terry Bangert, a very accomplished barrel racer, and we'll be seeing her later on this week. I'm sure she's in the slack, but I'm sure that she'll be waving at Linda and I as she runs by out there.
So excited for you.
John, quickly, we've talked about this before, is that the breeding programs that you instituted and many others, bred bulls that are just unrideable for many of the young men now.
Yeah. When we first got in the rodeo business, my partner, Don Kish, he was like a brother, he knew that he wanted to start raising bucking bulls. So he got some of this Oscar background, and it really hit for him. And so we were talking earlier that, you know, we had bulls that weighed maybe 1,200-1,300 pounds and that were really fast, and they threw a lot of cowboys off. And now they're breeding these bulls where they're getting up to 1,700 pounds, 1,800 pounds, and they're just as fast and a lot more powerful, stronger. So these bull riders, you don't see. Back in the old days, a guy might ride 60, 70, 80% of his bulls in a year. And now if you ride close to 50%, if you ride 30%, you might make the NFR.
Wow. See, and we talk about that. Now, we don't have enough time. Some other time we're going to come in here, but we talk about this, how the bull knows, even if it's never been in the arena, it gets in that sheet the first time. And you said you look at his eyes. He knows. He knows right then what he's supposed to be doing.
Right. It's an eerie feeling almost that I remember when Donnie, when we first bucked Wolfman and some of these young bulls that he had that were really well known later in life, that when we put them in the bucking chute, they were small. And I put, we'd be in jail right now, but my nephew was like 8 years old and my other nephew was 11, and we're putting them on these bulls that weigh, you know, they were just young bulls.
Yeah. Well, that's probably what you did back then.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well, we cooled one of them, so we had to back off a little bit. But they both got on 10 bulls apiece, and it was really fun to be there and watch them. But these bulls, they'd sit in the chute, and they'd just look out into the arena like they'd been there already.
Yeah.
And from the day one, they bucked like they'd been there.
Wow.
Well, we know that you guys are on a media circuit this morning, so we're not really
but not
so
as much fun as it is.
So
here,
we're really happy to have you here this morning, but we want to tell our listeners, definitely get your tickets. The Red Bluff Roundup is definitely the happening thing to be doing. Rodeo begins at 7 p.m. on April 20th, April 21st, and 1:30 on April 22nd. Rodeo is going to feature the best rodeo cowboys and cowgirls in the PRCA. World champions in those and the top world standings, just like
it is the major rodeo in the world this weekend.
That's man. Right.
Last year, the rodeo paid out nearly $900,000 to the cowboys and cowgirls. Now, the other thing, there's going to be some new things here, is women's breakaway roping.
Yeah,
it's going to be the first one. And that's they rope it, and then the rope will
come
right off the back. Mm-hmm. Right. Now, the other thing is, if you've never seen the wild horse race.
Well, the wild horse race, right, on the track,
yes,
is,
right,
is Cotton Rosser brings in horses that weigh about 1,200, 1,300 pounds, And it looks like a massacre out there. But
it is
good watching.
It is, and sometimes you've watched them, and after they finally get on the horse, and they take off, and the horse makes it almost all the way around, and then stops, turns around, and runs
in the opposite direction.
Right.
It's just
and
so.
I think last year, I don't think we had a winner that night. They
very
just,
Charlie
they just
Chaplin.
Got to somebody that was there the furthest.
Ever since I've been a little kid out there on that wild horse race, and those horses come around, and that crowd is cheering and going crazy. Well, all of a sudden, they realize they don't want to come through there, and they just zip. And a lot of times, when they zip to go back the other way, they throw the cowboy off because he's wore out already, right?
And returning fan favorite wild pony races for kids in teams of three, they'll race ponies during each rodeo performance.
Yes, and it is. Calgary started this.
Kids in the pony?
Right.
Is there child abuse out there?
No, there is. The sheep riding.
Has got to be the best.
I can't help but love.
And here's the difference. You watch people, they come in new techniques of riding, right? So it used to be kids get up, sit up straight on those sheep. Now they're bent over, they've got their arms around them, and they're like a tick.
Yeah. And sometimes backwards. And they'll ride them backwards.
Yeah. I haven't seen the backwards yet.
Yeah,
I've got a great nephew that his dad used to be a bull rider, so this kid actually had little bull riding spurs, and the spurs would get stuck in the wool. Then he'd hang on to the wool. You had to go literally pry him off that sheep because he was not going to let go.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
We really appreciate
this.
You guys being here. And we're going to let you go because we know that at 8:15 you have to be across town. So,
is that right? So we have to turn you loose early?
I want to remind you guys, though, this is my favorite show right here.
I know.
I love being here. And there's so much more to rodeo and the...
Yes.
The cowboy way of life, and it's fun to share that with you.
You know, maybe we need to do is, well, not maybe. Let's
yes,
do
we
this.
Need John, to, because we talk about this
John,
every year.
John needs to come in, we get him in again maybe next week or for an hour. And let's just, after this one, because there's other rodeos, as we know, going on later on. And we need to talk about the cowboy way of life.
Yes. It would be good, because, and people don't realize it, there's only 40 major rodeos in the PRCA. And two of them are right here, Red Bluff and Redding.
Yeah.
So, it says a lot for
Northern California,
California.
And we thank Ruth, who flies in, and she's just an amazing woman that takes care of all of the publicity and advertising and putting all the, interviews and everything together. And Ruth is an amazing woman. We interviewed you last time. I know we don't have time today, but I hope that... Tomorrow. Oh, goody.
Oh, that's right. You're coming back tomorrow.
That's great.
And Terry, good luck out there.
Yeah, thank you so very much.
You know what? You seem like a really, really nice lady. It is. And you're out there, and it's, I know it's not easy. I mean, you're out there just driving and driving and driving and driving.
No
kidding. And then making sure the horses are okay because they're like your kids, too.
Yep, they really are.
So good luck out there. I'm sure you're
going to
do well. We're going to see you Friday.
Yes,
I know.
Thank you.
During the performance.
That's right.
During the
thank
performance.
You.
And John Grounder, you are just a quality guy.
Hey.
You know what?
Well, hopefully we'll
like
see you. We know you're running around all over the place. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to let you guys go.
We'll carry loose now.
So then we're going to bring Trish back on. We're going to give tickets away. We'll see some more Red Bluff Roundup.
Tomorrow we're going to have a couple more
folks
people.
Tomorrow. And thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Linda, Carl,
really
thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
We're not quite yet to make our break.
But we are going to give away some tickets here. We've got a couple tickets for the Red Bluff Roundup for Sunday. And guess what we're going to throw in with that? We're going to throw in $10 worth of Bear Bucks from the Black Bear Diner. So not only will the second caller get two tickets, the Red Bluff Roundup Sunday at 1:30. You're going to get $10 worth of Black Bear Diner Global Issue Bear Bucks. So give us a call. Second caller at 605-4567 gets the tickets to the rodeo and the Bear Bucks. So
Trish, what do you think about that?
I love the rodeo stuff. And Red Bluff has always been my favorite. I can say that now because I'm no longer involved in things. But Red Bluff is just the best. It moves great from beginning to end. There's no grass growing under your feet. There's something going on the whole time. And it's really the start of the rodeo up here. Then we go to the lovely little rodeo down in Cottonwood for Mother's Day. That's always just a fun little event as well and all that. And then you go into the Reading. So I love rodeo time.
I love rodeo time. And I didn't say this in front of them, but my first rodeo, because I grew up in formative years, first through fifth grade, in Pleasant Valley, which is right outside of Placerville, and we had El Dorado County. And so my dad would take me to the rodeo, and we'd do the square dancing, and I was in 4-H, and so I would, you know, you had the 4-H, the baking, actually, believe it or not, Carl's like, you baked? Well, there was like two things I baked.
I've seen you bake.
Well, you know, but anyway, so, you know, as a kid.
I've seen the fire.
And so I loved the horses, and in 4-H I had horses, too. So it was, I just have always had an affinity for the cowboy way. And I'm a John Wayne junkie.
Yeah, me too.
And I just love that whole, there's a just a gentlemanly, there's
what,
a respect.
This is why we need to have Ronnie back on.
I love that. And so you want to know why? He's my, just like you, Carl, John is a little John Wayne-ish to me. That kind of feeling of, like, I said to Clint Eastwood, because they're like all American.
Exactly. And you're right. He is the face of the Red Bluff Roundup. Has been for years. You just look at him. Think, boy, Red Bluff Roundup.
And he's, you know what? Here's the thing about it, and John's right, is that we need to have him on. And we'll get him on as early
talk
as we can. And talk about the cowboy way of life. Because we didn't even get into things, how they help each other. There is no insurance out there. You get injured. Excuse me. If you get injured, you're out of it. And so how they help each other. They tell, cowboys will tell the other ones that are riding against them, okay, this horse is going to go, or this bull is going to come out and go to the right, so you've got to ride him up high, or you've got to leave, you know, a little extra slack in your rope for the bronco that you're riding on the, if it's a saddle bronc riding. You know, they help each other like this, and you see them do it, and they're against their competitors, and we have to run right now. We have Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council person, is joining us right after the news. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
That loved her. So my heart is broken for them.
The FAA says in the next couple of weeks it will issue a directive requiring ultrasonic inspections of fan blades like the one that snapped off of that Southwest Airlines plane on Tuesday. House Republicans proposing new work requirements for food stamp beneficiaries.
Including a proposal in the Farm Bill to require food stamp recipients to work at least 20 hours a week. Agriculture Chairman Mike Conaway says it's a plan
that I believe not only keeps faith with SNAP beneficiaries, but also a step further by offering a hope of job or skill and a better future for themselves and their families.
Minnesota's Colin Peterson.
This bill, as currently written, kicks people off the SNAP program.
Peterson says no one opposes work.
But what I can't support is a waste of billions of dollars on a program that is entirely untested.
The bill faces an uphill battle in the House where it's not only opposed by Democrats, but by many conservatives who want to cut spending even further.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Raul Castro has passed the baton. Cuba's presidency goes to 57-year-old Miguel Diaz-Canel. The island's government now in the hands of a non-Castro for the first time in almost 60 years. Stocks in the red on Wall Street this hour. The Dow down 33 points. NASDAQ off 50. The S&P down 15 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
New research claims that a pioneering Austrian pediatrician whose name describes a form of high-functioning autism was a Nazi collaborator.
For decades, Hans Asperger was regarded as a hero in the field of autism research and treatment and was believed to have shielded his young patients from the horrors of the Third Reich. But according to new evidence, the professor had a hidden, dark past. He's said to have referred disabled children to the notorious Am Spiegelgrund Clinic in Vienna, where around 800 children were murdered. The clinic was part of Adolf Hitler's euthanasia program, Operation T4, which was responsible for the deaths of up to 300,000 people whose lives were considered unworthy by the Nazi regime.
That's a BBC's Charlotte Gallagher. An earthquake of at least magnitude 5.5 struck in southern Iran earlier today. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. It is a big milestone for Amazon Prime.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos says the subscription shopping and shipping service has 100 million members. The $99 charge getting them two-day cost-free shipping and other goodies. It also gives Bezos' company avenues to ensure customer loyalty. It's spurring sales of Alexa, the internet-connected speaker that makes it easier for people to shop online and gives the company a toehold in homes. Meanwhile, the company that's made Bezos one of the world's richest people is leveraging Prime to spur more sales at Whole Foods, the supermarket chain that it acquired last year, by offering two-hour grocery delivery to subscribers. I'm Tim McGuire.
Roughly 7 out of every 10 adults worldwide now have some form of a bank account, according to the World Bank, as it's largely due to the proliferation of cell phone-based bank accounts. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Linda's gone. What a busy morning. She and the rodeo gang all left. I'm not sure where they're going over there.
I mean, she just walked out here with John Growney.
Yeah, she walked out with John Growney and Terry Banger. And Terry said something about, hey, look, you can use my other horse. You can use my backup today. And just get in there and hang on. So we'll just super glue your butt to the seat and just go for it. So anyway, good morning, everybody.
This is a dangerous crowd for so early in the morning.
It is. That's amazing what happens when you get up this early.
Yeah, 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 19th of April. And the news is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. They've expanded that walk-in humidor, and the service there is always outstanding. Trish, what's it look like?
Well, it's up to 50 degrees as we speak, and we're looking for a high today of 74 and a low this evening of 50. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 83 and a low of 53. Saturday, sunny again and a high of 87. Saturday night, down to 56. Sunday, a high of 83. Sunday night, a low of 54. Partly cloudy, but we're going to stay sunny and not look for any considerable rain into the foreseeable future. And that's okay for a while, but we need a little more rain before we get to the end of April. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Good South County Anderson business. They give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. You know what? There's no place like home, and that's what Sharon Clark does. She keeps your loved ones in the home instead of being in a hospital or maybe a rest home. How does she do that? She comes over to your house. She gives you a personal consultation, whether it's a short term, like, say, an operation or, you fall and break something, or it's full-time, 2 hours a day to 24 hours a day. It's Home Helpers. We thoroughly, thoroughly recommend them. Give them a call at 226-8350 or check out readinghomehelpers.com. And just to let you know, ladies, and we're here with Francie Sullivan, who is kind of like the, I guess you're like the dean of the Reading City Council.
That was kind. Thank
you. Well, no, you are. I
mean, you were thinking oldest member, weren't you?
No, I was thinking, no, because when we reach that certain age, Francie, we don't use those words.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Like, I use the word like seasoned.
Seasoned. That's a great word.
Because that's when they're looking, Jenna Pulci Laird from Puccini Laird from Cascade, because they're going to be doing a musical later on. She says, there'll be a spot for seasoned.
I am so using that.
But to let you know about the rain, we're only 15 feet from the top of
Isn't that yes, great?
Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harbor was here yesterday, and he said phone's ringing off the hooks. You know, last year, after those 3 years, last year was just, you know, a godsend with the rain, and now with this, he said that it's just, you know, they're putting all the boats online, and it's going to be another super year up
and
there.
And it's so beautiful out there. Yes. A little bit of heat, and then that last little bit of rain, it is just brilliantly green everywhere
and
you look.
You know, this is probably, for me, the best time in Shasta County. I just wander around, and every place I look, I go, there's no place in the whole world more beautiful than Shasta County, especially right now, with all the different flowers that are blooming and the green.
You got
everything is green.
And it's so green.
And the birds. Emerald green. It's absolutely
right.
Superb.
So
it really is.
Now is the time probably to start making the those circles, those concentric circles around your property, so the fire doesn't get to you.
Absolutely, because with all that rain
but it's true.
People should be really serious because with all that rain comes high grass and everything.
Yeah, that's it.
And
you
then
really
we know that we get that 1 week that'll be right around the corner, and all of a sudden that green is all brown, and it's high, and now we're high fire danger.
And for homeowners in town, I mean, don't underestimate that. If you watch those fires in Oakland, that's grass burning, you know. So let those weeds grow around your back wood fence.
Well, we have these green areas here, and if you remember out there in the Miracle Mile, that canyon burnt.
There you go.
Remember that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It only takes 3 or 4 days of heat, and boom, now it's brown, now it's fire danger.
And you want to cut it while it's green.
Yeah. Exactly. So don't be putting it off and think, oh, well, I got lots of time to get there, because you don't have a lot of time. So don't let it get out of hand.
Okay. Francie Sullivan, like I said, is probably the dean of the city council. He's been there.
How long have you been on the city council?
7 years.
7 years.
Seems sometimes like 7 short years, and other times it seems
longer.
It seems longer. I don't know why that is. I've been here for like 10 years. Bye, hon. Wait a minute. You're not going out to breakfast with John Growney, are you? Did Terry say something about letting you use her other horse for the barrel racing in the Slack?
Did you hear the super glue part though?
I didn't hear the super glue you to the saddle and let you run.
I'll be glad to clean the hoofs of any horse.
Okay.
See you later.
Okay. A lot of things facing our city, and you've been here, and plus been board of supervisors. You've been in politics. Tell us about Francie Sullivan.
Ooh, wow, that's a big topic. I'm like Trish. I love living here. I love living in Shasta County. I especially love living in Redding. We just had a report from REU at our Tuesday night meeting, and one of the things they talked about, sorry, Trish, but REU customers paid $40 million less than the same size population would have paid if they had PG&E.
Absolutely.
And as most of my life, having paid PG&E, and I also have kind things to say about PG&E, but boy, am I grateful for my power bill in Redding.
Well, Dan Beans has said that, you know, we get a lot of things about how, oh gosh, our bills are going up. Well, they did for a while. But in the last 2 years, the bills for the REU have dropped.
That's right.
And they just came out this year and dropped them again.
Yes.
So that tells me is that, you know, that they are looking at what people are thinking, that they just don't automatically raise rates.
Well, you can't. I mean, the rates reflect the cost of providing the service. And we actually had rates that were built in as part of our long-range plan, which is how we get bonding and keep good rates so that we can borrow money for power plant expansion and things like that. That because of the efficiencies that they have managed at REU, they've been able to keep the rates low and not put even planned raises in and kept our bond rating at AA. Which is huge. We're really fortunate. But it isn't that, I mean, I do want to clarify something, because fees and rates and things cannot be set based on popularity or, I mean, in California particularly, like things like fees have to match a nexus. You have to prove that they are paying for the cost of providing the service. So
So they don't go down. They have to make findings that say how much everything costs right down to the pieces. It's not a capricious thing.
No, I understand it. But what I'm saying is a lot of people think it just keeps going up. And it has.
No.
The rates have dropped and because, for good reason.
Yeah.
And they have and they've taken out some other things and have saved people money. And it's so. But people need to know that. And
yes.
instead of thinking because we get people that, you know, the urban myth that just races around. About a number of things. Wind River is another one that goes up. That once a year, five people get $100,000 out of the Raiden Rancheria. And Gary Hayward sitting there going, gee, I wish that was true. I think I need to leave and go to the casino. It's just an urban myth. Yeah. So people need to know that.
Yeah.
But let's go back here in the last couple of minutes. Talk about Francie. How'd you get into politics? And
it was over the library. I was deeply concerned about how underfunded our library system was. I was president of the League of Women Voters. We were doing a study of the library. This was in the early 80s. And we discovered we were almost the poorest funded per capita library in the state. And I started complaining to the Board of Supervisors. And someone said to me, probably the same thing Krish had happened to her. Well, if you're so smart, honey. Why don't you come and do this? And I can remember a former supervisor saying to me, you know, really, you think we should fund the library instead of paving the streets? And at the time, I said, yes, I do. I think having access to information is more important. When I actually became a supervisor and discovered I actually had to make hard decisions about deputy sheriffs and farm advisors and street paving and snow plowing, It's a different, you know, you can't just go with your own biases and preferences. You have to look out for the entire community.
Okay.
That makes it much harder.
That's a whole lot easier.
It'll be nice to hear from the other
side of the podium, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's why I was chewing on the supervisors the other day, and I stopped and I thought, well, you know, I don't know. I don't have the answer to this either. So I think I could come up with some possible solutions, but it's some of these questions, and we're going to get into them, are not easy, and you know, especially with public safety and these things. But we got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, a full service jewelry store. Fix your watches and fix everything else. They have a great collections of jewelry there. Anything from estate to handmade, designed jewelry from
Beautiful,
Four Winds.
Beautiful candy stuff. Store.
That's open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back. Trish Clark and Francie Sullivan.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It's the 19th of April, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 50 degrees. It's going to be a beautiful 74
today. I mean, I'm not dressed for the day. It was cool when I left the house.
Yeah. This is the time of year when we all lose sweaters and sweatshirts and everything because you start off freezing and then die of the heat.
Bosky on the Arms brings us this segment, 2539 Larkspur. If you're looking for a place to buy your firearms, this is the place to buy. I don't buy firearms anywhere else but Bosky on the Arms. Their classes in CCW and Hunter Safety, they have it all there. It's a one-stop shopping with John and Sarah Bastiani. Great customer service and veterans get discounts. Bosky on the Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We're here with Francie Sullivan, Reading City Council member, and y'all just approved the selling of marijuana in Reading.
Yes.
And you've approved that there where the people can now, businesses can now apply.
Yes.
Start making applications. Why did you do that?
Because.
Why did y'all approve the sale of marijuana?
It was passed by the people of the state of California.
Not in the state, but not the county or the city of Reading.
No, but it was close, and we're part of the state of California.
But the city of Reading did not pass it.
No, but we didn't. This wasn't something that was made legal city by city or state by state.
But the city,
I mean county by county.
Yeah, but the city and county can make up their own mind
about that. That's true.
So why did the city council approve? And by the way, I'm asking the same questions I asked Adam and Julie.
No.
So I mean, but here's my question is.
Yeah.
Marijuana is a gateway drug. And you can ask any policeman what they think of this. And there has not been one policeman, police chief, sheriff, undersheriff, anybody that has agreed with this decision. Why did you all, and you are elected representative, so it's us now, why did you all approve the sale of marijuana?
Actually, I talked to a lot of police officers. And nobody wants this, but the reality is we already have marijuana in our city in large quantities and wildly available. And you can drive 10 miles away to Shasta Lake City and buy it legally. So, but what we didn't have, and one of the first things I did when I was elected 7 years ago was I asked code enforcement if I could go with them to see what they did, because code enforcement is always, there are never enough code enforcement officers, and there certainly aren't at the city. It happened that what they were doing was a marijuana complaint, of which they had many. And what we haven't had is the staff to manage even the legal system that we have. We allowed medical marijuana growers to grow 6 plants. Originally, it was a formula that was based on square footage and, you know, all those things. It was very complicated, very time-consuming, and tons of complaints. So marijuana's here, and I will tell you that I got differing opinions from police officers, but I talked to a lot of police about this, and many of them said if we had more enforcement, that would be better. I mean, have rules, enforce the rules, have staff to enforce the rules.
So how many people will this hire?
The way our fees were set was based on what staff came to as what would be helpful. I mean, so it's one code enforcement officer, one fire inspector, who also can carry a weapon, which, if it's needed, will be helpful, and then a community service officer for the police department.
Who is unarmed.
Right.
Community service officers
on,
are not
armed. It will de- I mean, what the community service officer may do is free up a police officer from doing something so that he can come if it's necessary. And certainly when they were under our previous system, I mean, I've been with code enforcement a couple of times when I said, can I wait in the car? Could you leave me the keys? I mean, I went to some pretty intimidating. So there's that. And we had the vote was close, and there were a lot of people in our community who wanted to sell marijuana legally. There were people who wanted to purchase marijuana legally. And
so you think that the fee that you're going to be collecting is going to pay for these three positions?
Yes.
Plus
based on an anticipated 15 businesses. Now, that's not 15 retail establishments. I actually am hopeful that we will have some testing for medical marijuana and those kinds of things, because there's, for one thing, those come with high-paying jobs. And, you know, that's
you
something that's
Stillwater?
A big...
Will you open up Stillwater to a to marijuana businesses out there?
I mean, we look at every legitimate offer we get for Stillwater.
Right now, City of Shasta Lake has sold every bit of property for marijuana-related industries. So if you, so could we say is that the City of Redding, our city council, would approve Redding becoming like a nexus of marijuana industry right up here?
Well, I can't say what the council would
400,
do.
400 acres?
I can only tell you that I would be open-minded about any potential business. What I'm, as I said, my personal, I guess, bias is toward the people who are doing testing, people who are doing research. I think those are things that would be really useful. I mean, there are 9 more states looking at legalizing marijuana.
And that brings up a good point. When you guys made the decision to do this, did you look at the results and look at the impact that has happened in places like Denver, Colorado, some of the places where they did this and what the results have been to the community and the people living there?
There are lots of reports, and we were sent a lot of information. We gathered I think each of us gathered our own, and they are very mixed. It depends on, you know, where you are. Barry DeWalt, our city attorney, I mean, I worried about him. He spent so much time researching this. We had 3 public forums. We brought in experts from around the state to discuss pros and cons and to try and mitigate the things that have been problems in other communities. And I think that's the most important. And we also, I mean, some of the things that have been problems in other communities are that the permits were issued and then the permits became gold. I mean, they're like taxi medallions in San Francisco or something. So we're not doing that. Ours are, you must apply. There probably will only be maybe not even a handful. And they're going to be competitive, and they have to be renewed every year.
And they revert to the city if they lose them. They can't sell them.
No. You have to. That's the only way you can get it. And if you drop your standards, there cannot be a business in a building with adjoining walls. The dispensaries created a lot of bad feelings in our community.
Oh, yes,
I shouldn't say all of them. Some of them were probably run well, but the ones that were run badly just, you know, caused a lot of problems. And, you know, that's created a lot more restrictions on how we're going to allow this to roll out this time.
Colorado.
If it doesn't work, will change. I mean, this isn't written in stone.
Yeah, it could change. Well, Colorado's come out and said that for every dollar they've taken in, they've been spending two to try to treat the problems they've had since marijuana was...
Again, there are conflicting
reports.
Conflicting reports, it's hard to know.
The superintendent of the largest school system, though, in Denver, and he was pilloried for saying this. He said, our dropout rate and our attendance rate has dropped dramatically since... or not the dropout rate, that's risen, but the attendance rate and other things, their test scores have dropped dramatically since they legalized it.
So there's the part that I'm not understanding, because it is still illegal to have it as minor. It's illegal now. It will be illegal. And, I mean, it's also illegal. I mean, one of the things that was compelling to me is that we have a better handle on alcohol in the city of Reading being sold to minors than we do marijuana.
Because it was illegal.
And so everybody was getting it on a street corner or in a back alley or in a parking lot or all the places. And I also surveyed every young person I know that I thought would, you know, tell me the truth. And to a person, they said it's way easier to get marijuana than it is to get beer. Well, that's awful. And
I've heard that too.
Yeah, and I, you know, so hopefully this will make it better. But I think having rules like alcohol and then enforcing them, and that's the problem we have with all kinds of problems in Reading.
We have all kinds of laws we don't enforce.
We don't have enough
law enforcement. That leads us into something after the break that we're going to talk about in public safety. The last thing here on the marijuana, because, you know, frankly, I'm ambivalent about it, because I understand that it can be a real problem because it's going to attract people to California, you know, that want to be able to use this drug but also work in the industry, which means that they're in between trimming and planting and harvesting. They're down here at the post office, sleeping there.
But they are now.
Well, they are now. But, I mean, I think there'll be more. But the other thing is the last question is how much money – since we're going to go through this, and it's going to cause a lot of consternation, a lot of things, how much money have you all studied, or how much money will this bring into the city coffers?
We don't have any idea because we haven't discussed the sales tax.
Nobody's done.
What we've looked at is the offset of expenses for oversight. In terms of additional revenue, that would depend on what the voters vote
so
for a sales tax.
So nobody just said is, okay, we're going to put a sales tax on this of 5%.
Oh, sure.
I mean, has anybody done that and said, if that's the case, we would make this much money? Has anybody done that at city council or at the city staff?
The city staff. I mean, everybody's got conjectures, but until we have the – I mean, it's
a separate sales tax just on marijuana.
Yes, and that has to be voted on.
No, I understand that, but somebody must have said in here – I mean, I can't imagine a five-year plan that says, you know what, if we have 10 businesses here and this is what we've studied, because you said you've been studying for a couple of years and this is City of Shasta Lake, we should make on a 5%, we should make this much money.
Well, we know that Shasta Lake City – on their medical marijuana, made $440,000 last year.
Right.
So.
And they estimated they were going to make $100,000.
Anybody can guess how much.
So you're thinking
the
millions of dollars.
Is it heating up in here? It's heating up outside too. It's 52 degrees outside.
We can't get to our air conditioning unit because he's got it covered up because he's peeing it.
We are going to discuss that in a public setting. We are going to discuss that.
Because I think people need to know that if we're going to go through this and we're going to have this happen to our community, there's got to be someone on the other side that says, okay, that's going to be able to – then, okay, we can hire three people, a community service officer, a code guy, and a fire person.
To take care – that sounds like a swap. Like,
we're
going to cause this much trouble and we're going to pay for it this way. But what did we do good for the community other than let a bunch of people in with marijuana?
But with Prop 26, you can't charge more than the actual cost of providing the service. So the sales tax is a separate conversation,
and we
are going to talk about that, and of course we're hopeful.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Francie Sullivan is our guest. On April 28th, Saturday at Wind River, is going to be the Reading Regional Chapter of Safari Club International's 24th annual banquet. Now, this thing is selling out, and the reason it sells out – is this. They have just the greatest hunts that you can, that they have live raffles on, you know, auctions on, but a number of really great raffle items. I mean, I'm looking at something like 42 guns, firearms of different kinds. They've got photo safaris to Africa, rafting trips, mule deer, wild boar, red stag hunts, Argentinian dove hunts. They have all of these things that are going to be available Saturday, April 28th at the Wind River Event Center. For tickets, give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075 or come on down here and pick up a flyer, because it's got a place where you can just fill it out and send it to them, and they are looking for people to call. Now, either Larry or Scott Borg at 221-4650. It's a great time. I MC it. We have a table there, and it's just frankly outstanding. Just the neat things. They have a ladies' table that is just really cool stuff. Their own guns, everything.
As long as they're not pink. Girls don't really
It's not pink. It's like a 270 Winchester.
Gentlemen, really don't like pink guns.
It's like 270 Winchesters and things like that. I mean, just great stuff they have down there. And Safari Club International is a leader in protecting the freedom of the hunt and promoting wildlife conservation, and they do. Okay, we'll be right back with Francis Holman.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse, as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
No.
Yes. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio.
Really going in the
KCNR 1460. I'm sitting here talking to a couple of women who never stepped one day in the military. Tell me what it's like.
Overkill.
Well, wait a minute. But then again, I've never been a politician. I tell you what you all should do. So, okay, I got it.
That's fair.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. You want the best haircut in the world. There, go there. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Okay. We were just talking about how they're telling me it's okay to smoke marijuana in the military.
No, that is not what we said.
Wait a minute. Oh, okay. What did you say?
What we said, we talk about urban myths. And, yeah. and I yeah. have heard, it's my understanding, you said back in the day when you were in the military, nobody blah, blah, blah. And I said, but
I didn't say they didn't use it. I just said it was illegal. And if you did, since we had so much urinalysis testing, that people that got caught. Now, what they have done is, if you get caught one time, if you're an enlisted guy, E3 and below, they give you another chance. If you're an NCO or an officer, boom, you're out. Now, if that's changed since then, somebody needs to tell me.
Well, we were just saying that we thought that in the lower ranks in the United States.
Oh, it's okay to use.
No,
we did not say it was okay. We said to use.
We're talking about.
Well, they may use it.
My husband was an officer on an aircraft carrier. I hope the statute of limitations off. But he and his friends from being on aircraft carriers talk about sneaking gin on board. I mean, that was illegal. So,
gin is,
you know.
But see, the difference being is that
we didn't say it was okay. Ever did we say it was okay. Said that did.
Okay,
thank you. Glad you're here for a witness.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's just segue into public safety right now. Crimes are on the rise. Violent crime is on the rise, it looks like, again. Car thefts have just gone through the roof. People getting their cars broken into. A lady down at the Cascade Theater gets assaulted. Two other women join into the fight to get the purse back. You know all of these things.
Yeah, I do.
Francie, since you've been in the city council for 7 years, public safety has I don't know, gone to hell. Can I say that? And I'm not blaming it on you, okay?
Yeah, no.
But what I'm saying is in the last 7 years, public safety has just... I mean, people have lost confidence.
They have. I agree with that. I mean, I think our public safety officers do a sterling job.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about them.
I think, nationwide, there's just a huge issue. I will say that if you actually look at our records, and I encourage everyone that's listening, go to the City of Reading website, go to OpenGov. You can see everything you want to know. I mean, you can see the number of calls for service. You can see the crimes that were committed 10 years ago, how many more officers we had 10 years ago than we have now. You can see all that.
How many thousand calls we get a month.
And our fire department, the same thing. It's staggering. It's just staggering. Okay. And we have fewer officers and fewer fighters than we did 10 years ago. The officers will tell you that the violent crime threat in Reading is the same with sexual assault, other than domestic violence, which is our biggest problem with sexual assault, but tends to be amongst vagrants fighting with each other, attacking each other. Some of the violent crime statistics are driven by shoplifters, and that is one of the reasons I think everybody's outraged about stores that don't allow their employees to go after people who are shoplifting.
Or even suggest that they put it back.
But the other side of it is that if you're dealing with someone who's high on drugs or mentally ill or all the things that some tranchants, some shoplifters are, and they attack your employee, it's a violent crime. I mean, it goes in those statistics, and you're responsible for your employee being hurt. And that is the argument for why they don't do it. Right or wrong, I don't know. But I mean, that is what some merchants say.
I understand
So the crime statistics are staggering. The car thefts make me crazy because I keep saying, I mean, that's something that is pretty much avoidable. And I have to say, I was a victim of that. And I nag everyone about don't leave anything in your car. I mean, if you don't want your window broken out, don't leave anything, and especially don't leave your cell phone, your purse. I have a
perfect view, right and open. And the other thing is a lot of people who have their vehicles taken, and this makes me crazy, but they don't talk about these statistics, but they're open.
Yeah.
They park cars in their driveway with the keys in it.
And they're sitting on
the... And you cannot convince the little old ladies in this community that they don't have to roll their windows down when it's hot.
But you are...
So I am going to tell you...
But you're blaming the victim. Here.
No, I'm... No. I got my car broken into and somebody used an electric opener to open my door. And they stole my glasses, my prescription, my cheap prescription, my $99 special prescription glasses, which I had left there in plain view.
What's the answer to this, then?
But I'm not victim blaming, but I'm going to say, if you don't want your car broken into, don't leave your stuff in.
So what's the answer to this, Francie? You're a city council person. You've been there for 7 years. What's the answer?
For me, as a taxpayer, as a city council, as a little old lady, as a pensioner, as all of those categories, it's more police officers. Because regardless of the situation at the jail, which we have no control over, more blue and white cars, more cops on bicycles, more, fear in criminals' minds that the next officer might be 5 minutes rather than an hour away. That is a huge deterrent. Crimes don't happen in front of police officers. They don't happen in front of public security officers. And for me, that's a no-brainer. I mean, and the people who argue that it still wouldn't create more jail cells, all those things, I totally agree. But what we need to do is presence makes a difference, and we need to prevent. Exactly. Look at what Anderson said. Yep. We need to prevent crimes from happening rather than respond to them.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Get your headsets, everybody. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl and Trish and Francie. If I could perhaps mention a few things and then let Francie pick and choose whatever she'd like to respond to. I have so many, I think it would be just
easy. Let's try to keep it to two or three, but we got 15 minutes left.
Oh, I'll be as fast as I can. The comment when people say it's already here, meaning marijuana, is almost saying, well, so's meth, so's heroin, so's the opioids, so are the pedophiles. That logic is just completely insane to me. I can't even wrap my head around formulating a debate or an argument or a challenge here. But anyway, I would like everyone to know that there are now suppository tampons made with marijuana. They've done no testing. I've watched something on YouTube where they end up eating these things, and there's 400 chemicals and tars in marijuana. So I'm concerned about that. The second one is the real estate value plummeting because of the mold, the smell. We have DUI, polysubstance drivers. Front page last week at the Record Searchlight Tourism. This is a hotel, Gaia sponsoring a women growth kind of thing. So, again, they're targeting different populations little by little by little. John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, has this big evolution that he thinks marijuana should be descheduled from a Class 1 to a Class 2, and he's on a holdings board, so there's some financial money. Again, it always goes to money. And I hope you saw the film I sent to all of the city council, Marijuana X, on the Denver Pueblo thing. Thank you, Carl, for mentioning that. Officer Joe sent that to me. And, again, I'm just – there are so many issues. I hope we follow up and dialogue. Just because three of you on the city council made a decision not representing us, I'm just so infuriated that we're doing this too fast and we're not including thoughtful dialogue. And I appreciate if we can have more forums, despite the fact that the green light has been pulled on this. So
okay.
Pick anything, and I'll
thanks,
appreciate whatever you can share.
Okay, Lori, thanks. I've written some down. And what we're going to do is take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back
the
and
address this. The vote was 5-0.
I thought it was 4-1.
No, it was 5-0.
The first one? Didn't Brent against this? They're different items.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Francie Sullivan.
Being beat up and battered around. Being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. And only with her. Reputation's changeable. Situation's horrible.
People, real women. winners. The catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our Fortune Fishing. Swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing. Swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Missing in America Project's fundraising banquet this May 26th at the Veterans Hall, downtown Reading. An opportunity to raise money for a great organization that locates, identifies, and interns missing, forgotten veterans. So please come and join us for a prime rib dinner, raffle and auction, thousands of dollars of fantastic auction items at this event. For ticket information, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Linda Kent at 356-3651.
If you want to come, you can too.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR 14.6. We came back really quick here. Lance Heating and Air brings us this segment. Been in the business well over 25 years, voted best in the North State, and they are. Call them at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. This is who we use. Alliance Heating and Air. We're here with, of course, Trish Clark and Francie Sullivan. A bunch of questions asked about, you know, the strength of the new marijuana, the money that's going back and forth. And pick one of those, because we need to go into something else.
I really quickly want to point out that this vote we took on Tuesday was only about the amount of money we were going to charge for the applications and the license. Mm-hmm. And it was a 5-0 vote. That does not mean that everyone voted 5-0 in previous discussions.
Right.
The next thing is that there are very strict guidelines from the state of California about what can be sold. We have almost no control over what is illegal now, what might continue to be illegal, all those other kinds. But what is sold in the state of California is tightly controlled by state rules. We adopted those because they seem like the most likely that we'd have the ability to enforce them. So, and it is legal to purchase this marijuana in Cheslake City. So, you know, it is not, we're not saving people from doing what they want to do.
Sure. Okay. The sales tax.
Yes.
Okay. They wanted to put a sales tax. You all wanted to put a sales tax on the June ballot.
Yes.
It was going to take a 5-0 vote.
Yes.
Adam McElvain voted no. And I think they did you all a favor.
Okay.
Because it would have never passed in June.
Okay.
To clarify the sales tax we're talking about here. Are we talking about an overall sales tax?
It was going to be an overall sales tax of how much?
Half a cent.
And if it had gone on the June ballot, people would have voted whether to accept it or not. It needed 50 plus one.
Yes.
The money would have gone into the general fund.
Yes.
Okay.
With an advisory measure telling you what to do.
Yes. What makes you...
What's the sales tax you're talking about now with the marijuana?
No.
You're allowed to. It's only on marijuana sales.
So, why did you think that would pass after it had been defeated so many times before?
Well, I mean, for one thing, after every election, people have come to us in droves and saying, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't vote. I meant to vote. I would have voted. I should have voted. You know, gosh, I get it.
The last one was 68-35.
That's true. And I'm going to tell you personally, I'm going to give the people of Reading every opportunity to vote for a sales tax to make our city safer, more friendly to business, any of those things, every chance I get, because I think people have a right to decide that. and I'm going to keep giving them the opportunity.
Okay, well, that's a fair
answer. We also have, I'm stealing our city manager's line, but we have two choices. We need to either realign our expectation or realign our, we need to realign our expectation to match our resources. We do not have the resources
continue.
We are going to, and I think also it's seeing the deadline looming. We are going to lay off 4 police officers and 3 firefighters.
How many park staff?
I'm sorry?
How many park staff are we laying off?
Well, these are people that we just, let me tell you, we paid, so for the past 2 years, maybe 3 years, we have paid for 4 police officers and 3 firefighters out of reserves. That's why they are being, we did that in anticipation of the possibility of a sales tax passing that would continue them on. And in addition, there is a community effort to raise money to pay for them. The 4 NPU officers cost $750,000. That's not salary. That's police cars. That's computers.
Wasn't 500 of that paid for by somebody?
Well,
by Bethel?
But there isn't enough money. I mean,
right, to continue.
Plus park staff don't make very much money.
Yeah, but here's the point, though, is that the last time it voted, and it was going into the general fund, people did not trust. This is what people were saying.
That's true.
They did not trust the city council. And then the city council a week later gave Kim Niemer and another lady $1,000 a month raise after she'd already had an 18% raise that year.
That's not accurate.
Okay. Which part was it? 18%
isn't accurate.
What, 15%? 10? She'd already had raises.
So our directors since 2008 have gotten 4% total increase. The only exception to that are we've lost, I don't know, maybe 5 directors, and their job duties have been divided up amongst existing. And they've had salary added, not nearly what it cost for the director that left, but that's the only increases. And Kim got an increase for taking on half of a director's job that left.
She got an increase a week after the people said, we don't trust what
that's
the city council is going to do.
That's
and
true.
You all, on a 3-2 vote, gave her a $1,000 a month raise to bring her up to almost as much as the city or as the chief of police makes. Is that correct?
No. No.
It's okay. No. She's making over 100. And this isn't about Kim Niemer.
No, you can go on OpenGov and see how much they make.
This is about the city council voting a raise like that. Do you see where people are upset?
I don't regret giving that raise, but I regret the way we did it. I mean, if I had it to do over again, I would do that differently. I'm sorry about how that was done. It was put on the agenda, and and I could either vote for it or against it. Kim Niemer had raised $2 million to keep Enterprise open.
No, it's not.
To raise money from the private sector to keep a park open, that was going to be closed because the city didn't have enough money to rebuild
Kim.
It.
And again, so, I hope that people, this isn't about
this
Kim.
This has nothing to do
about Kim.
It's never personal
and
it's about
it's never been about Kim. Yeah. It's been the...
I agree.
It's been the when it happened, what it did, and how that was going to affect the next tax.
I agree. But I will say this. This is also a line I've heard the city manager say, that we either need to lower our expectations or lower our skepticism.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were talking about $11 million. And we're talking about a director. I mean, we had to give Larry Boppel a big boost, and we didn't have applicants for that job when he came for the development services. And I think we got a good man. But he wouldn't come for the salary that we offered. The police chief would have lost money to take that position had we not given him a slight increase. The directors have not, and I will tell you,
the police chief can retire next year, right?
Since 2008, Social Security, I haven't gotten Social Security since 2008, but since 2008, Social Security has gone up 16%. So it's not like these were outrageous.
I don't think it's gone up 16%.
Well, you can check it. Google it.
Because for a long time there, it was just like one or zero.
10 years. 10 years, a long time. And
I'm
not every
Google
year was a bad
because
time.
I think I got a 2% raise.
That's true.
And we got 1% or 2% a couple of times.
But that's not true.
My point is that the directors I agree that that was a mistake. So let's just all agree with that.
Let me just hit one more thing then.
But. This is the solution. This is the solution. If people want more law enforcement, and I'm one of those people that do, we need to pass the sales tax. If we make it specific, what we might solve today may not be what we need in 10 years. And people need to think about how different the landscape is from 10 years ago.
Okay.
And
you're saying it shouldn't be a two-thirds then?
Well, you know, two-thirds would be great. Very few of those pass.
Right, but if you went out and said, this is going to go for public safety, and this is how the money's going to be spent, but I need two-thirds to be able to vote. There, now you're throwing it out. I even got Raposa to say he'd support it.
You know, Rick Bassetti gave people that choice. It didn't pass.
But
it
the plan,
pass.
It was thrown in at the last minute. They didn't really have, you know, that back, you know, what it would take to do this. Okay. Anyway, Francie, you're running for re-election.
I am.
You are. Okay. How do people get a hold of your committee? You're going to go out on a walk here, and you said if you've got questions for Francie, join you.
Okay. Now this, I'm not doing this as a candidate. I've been doing this for a year.
No, I know that.
But on the first, I've changed them from Thursday to Friday. The first Friday of every month, I do a civic walk downtown. The walk I think it's the 5th of May is going to be at the site of the wrecking ball, and we're going to walk down to the new bike depot and have a cup of coffee and chat. People can come to that. On Sunday, I'm doing a neighborhood walk on Montero Lane for people who live in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Come and tell me, you know, what you'd like to see changed, what your ideas are. I go to anybody's neighborhood, anybody that wants to talk to me. I like to walk. I like to see what you see. I like seeing the city of Reading. I love living here, and that's why I'm running again.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you over just a minute. Here's two things. Which, by the way, I want to applaud you all for what I see happening downtown. I want to applaud the city council in pushing and helping to get K2 done. The McConnell thing here behind us, you know, it's one of the reasons you see the renovations we're doing, because we want to also push out and to